Hello, I'm going to do some selfish music news now. Selfish, I hear you cry. This is selfish because it's news, that music news that interests me. And so we're going to kick us off. The seminal guitarist, Johnny Marr, is famous for the jangly Rickenbacker guitar sound of the Smiths and his songwriting partnership with Morrissey. After the Smiths split up, he immersed himself in work, joining other artists like Electric, The, Modest Mouse and Cribs. Finally, after 30 years in the music industry, he is releasing his debut solo record, The Messenger, which comes out on the 25th of February, with the lead single, The Upstarts, coming out on the 18th of February. He is also going on a short tour after the release, and I'm going to see him on the 12th of March in the Cambridge Junction. Tickets round £25. Well, it's £26.95, but I didn't want to bore you with the details. Anyway, so I'm going to see him, and that should be fun. Johnny Marr is also set to contribute to Carl Barat of the Libertines and Dirty Pretty Things' second solo album, which will be coming out, he's said, about maybe October, November time. And in a short question and answer session on the 28th of January, Carl Barat took questions from 1,500 fans on his Facebook page, something he's keen to make a regular feature. During the session, he released a demo of one of the proposed tracks from his new album via SoundCloud, which is called War of the Roses. Carl said he is putting groups on hold to focus on his solo career, at least for this year. In a subsequent self-styled guerrilla Q&A session, Carl gave away sketches for the first draft of his memoirs, showing his view on the Libertines reunion in 2010, while he was still contemplating agreeing to do the reunion. He has also revealed he has left Pete Doherty, his Libertine cohort, a voicemail message on New Year's Eve, but Pete hadn't replied. So now we're going to play a bit of that Carl Barat song, and here it is. I hope you like it. Bye!
Last night, she says she's into you.